Good morning. You're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever gives you the best signal. I'm Pat Shea. I'll be your host today of the Contact Show. I wanted to mention that this weekend is the Mayhem in March. We had them on the show a couple of weeks ago, but this weekend is the big event, the 7th at the Country Club. Doors open at 6, and the event starts at 7. I would get there early because parking will be a premium. I also wanted to mention that since we're at war with Iran, I wanted to ask our listeners to pray for our troops, since we don't want to have too many casualties. It'd be great if we didn't have to have any, but we've already had a few. So say a prayer for our soldiers that they'll be out of harm's way and that hopefully this will end quickly. And by the way, our guest today is Ed Clark, the general manager of the Treasure Lake Property Owners Association. And Ed, you were a veteran, or yeah, are a veteran.
Yeah.
I guess that's not past tense.
Ironically, I served in all three branches of the Army. I started in the Army Reserves. I went active duty, and then I finished by, when I went to college, I was in the Pennsylvania National Guard. So, yeah, so I'm thinking about our veterans, our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, and wish them well.
Yes. Our technology has a higher casualty rate than past wars where we didn't have all the fancy missiles and things. So it's definitely a concern, and listeners, like, we'd appreciate your prayers on that. So we're going to get right to some questions about the Treasure Lake Property Owners Association after this message.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
And we're back. If you just joined, you're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7. This is the Contact Show, held every Thursday morning at 8:35. And today's guest is Mr. Ed Clark, the general manager of the Treasure Lake Property Owners Association. So, Ed, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we're always thrilled to hear the latest of what's going on at Treasure Lake. And I see that the biggest news lately has been budget efforts. And I guess I'd like to start with a question about what in the world's the difference between a capital budget and the operating budget?
Big difference. I mean, a lot goes into the budget preparing process. I start in around September, starting on the budget, and it doesn't get voted on until February. So many months in preparing the budget. To answer your question, the capital budget is really items, trucks, and projects that can be,
depreciated.
Depreciated.
Yes.
Sorry, that word was escaping me. So we, you know, the capital budget, we have about $1 million worth of capital in our budget every year. The operating budget is really what it takes to make the place run. Ironically, our budget, not including the capital budget, is actually more than the city of Dubois. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, yeah. It's now, about the same.
Is it bigger than the new city of Dubois?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's actually bigger than what was Sandy Township and the city's
Both.
Budget.
Yes. And that doesn't include the capital budget, which is, again, about $1 million. So the operating budget, and I break that down into many cost centers. So we have admin and, you know, security and maintenance and so on and so forth, recreation. And it takes about 6 months to prepare that for the board. And but it starts in September. I work with the finance committee, and then we create some assumptions that we go to the board with, and we create a schedule of fees. And the board approves that schedule of fees roughly in the late fall. And then that helps create the operating budget, because obviously the fees drive some of the expenses in the, or the revenue streams in the operating budget. So, that's the majority of my job. I would say the most important thing of my job is creating a budget and sticking to that budget. You know, aside from working with people and helping them, you know, get things done. I think the budget is a big deal.
Sure. And everybody's concerned about their money right now with virtually every expense that they have increasing. And
most definitely.
And, we also had a county and a city tax increase that Treasure Lake residents are going to have to deal with, in addition to the assessment increasing as well. So virtually every bill that all of your residents have is going up. And the sad thing is you don't have a whole lot of control about every other bill. So I'm glad to hear that a big chunk of your effort is keeping an eye on the budget. Now, you had mentioned that there's a committee, a finance committee, that starts the process. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, we meet six or seven times throughout the process. We meet sometimes weekly or at least monthly throughout the fall and the winter. And they kind of, you know, I create the budget. And I propose a budget to the finance committee. The finance committee asks questions. They challenge me on various different topics, whether it be, you know, the cost of a vehicle or the cost of a project or whatever. They challenge me sometimes. You know, I may propose an amount of money for, let's say, the roads budget, right? For roads maintenance, and which includes signage and stormwater management. So for example, I started the budget this year. Last year, our roads budget was $1.2 million. This year, our engineers had always said, you need $1.7 million in your budget in order to keep up with your roads properly. This year, I started with $1.7 million. And, you know, we get through the process, and it made it pretty far. I made, you know, through the process, and got towards the end, and we actually did some quotes with our road maintenance companies, and it came out to be less than the 1.7. So I lowered it down to $1.6 million. And that's an example where, you're constantly refining the budget until you get to that February time frame, and you get it approved by the board. And I do want to say, you know, I'm a resident. I pay the assessment too. I don't want it to go up. In fact, I'd like it to go down. But, this year we raised the assessment $70. And just that road budget example that I just gave you, that's an increase of $400,000. That's $92 assessment dollars. So we actually lowered the assessment, but then added $400,000 to the roads budget, if that makes sense. But I'm happy to say that we are getting more done this year, especially with the roads budget, than we ever have, ever. And I encourage anyone to look at my GM report. At the end of it, you see the project reports and all the projects that are being done and all of the roads that are projected to be paved this year. And I think there's going to be a lot of happy people that live in those cul-de-sacs in the middle of nowhere within Treasure Lake that are going to see their cul-de-sacs paved after, you know, all of these years.
Yes. One of my friends that I graduated with lived on a street for 28 years. And he said for the first time in those 28 years, his street was paved last year, and he was very happy, of course. You mentioned stormwater issues. I know that has been a big concern with some property owners about ditches overflowing and the possible harm to the roads. What are you doing to address that this year?
Well, part of the roads budget is stormwater. And so, you know, when we're going to pave that many roads, or anytime we're going to pave a road, we're always cognizant of the fact that we need to fix the stormwater on that road, and any culverts or crossovers on those roads we have to fix before we actually do the paving. So this spring, we're going to be doing a lot of stormwater maintenance because we don't want to pave a road and then have to dig it up after the fact to fix a culvert, right? So,
yes.
you do these things smartly. And so that's what we're going to be doing a lot of this spring. Our maintenance department will be doing a lot of that. And if we need to hire out with contractors, we will do that. But we don't want to dig up a road after it's just been paved.
Yes, I had worked there in 1984 through 1990, and many of the roads at that time were still not paved. And there was a massive paving project and a sewer line project. And quite honestly, it was obvious to us at the time that they were just kind of slapping things together so they could say the roads were paved and the water lines were to each lot and the sewer lines were to each lot. And I kind of saw that in person. So you're still cleaning up a lack of base and some other things.
Yeah, you nailed it. You know, Treasure Lake was put together many moons ago, and the roads are now a little wider. The base of the roads were insufficient at the time, let alone now. And so what you see, if you're driving around Treasure Lake, what you see normally is the sides of the roads cracking off a little bit. That's because we've paved wider over time, and there's no or lack of subbase below that, those edges. So when you have truck traffic or anything like that, the edges of the roads end up cracking off. Unless we're willing to go back and create a new sub base, you know, which is like $1 million a mile. We have 82 miles of roads in Treasure Lake. You're slapping band-aids on band-aids at this point, but you know, we're doing the best we can at this time.
Yes. I had noticed some freshly paved roads started to have those edges cracking and, that's good to know why, but that certainly doesn't make for good longevity with your roads.
No.
Well, I wanted to ask you about this reserve study. I guess it was started some time ago and it was completed by an organization that creates these studies to help communities like Treasure Lake to do some financial planning.
Yes. And that's exactly what it's for. So the reserve study looks at all of the assets that we have, whether it's a building, a bathhouse, a beach, or a golf course, whatever, vehicles. And it assesses what the life cycle of those assets are. And it helps you forecast and project when you're going to need to replace those things. This year's reserve study, we hadn't done a reserve study in years. And we did this reserve study. It actually came back and gave us multiple options. It included a $1.7 million roads budget. And it also, in total, it had projected that we should spend $326 a year additional to what we already currently had been spending. And obviously that no one wants to see a $326 increase. No one. So myself and a few folks from my board of directors worked on that reserve study, and we found some things that projects that we had already completed, so we could push those out, some vehicles that maybe we didn't need to purchase right away. And so after a lot of work on that reserve study, it was refined down to a much more manageable increase, and it also, you know, included the $1.6 million for the roads, which was still $400,000 more than we had last year. So all in all, it worked out, and we're going to do everything in that reserve study, just maybe not this year. The reserve study looks out 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would hate to forecast price increases over 30 years. That would be impossible.
Well, it contained assumptions, right? So inflationary assumptions, like if something costs X this year, it's X plus 2.5% next year. And then it compounds over years. So at least you're accounting for inflationary increases, assuming that inflation is what is projected in that study.
Yes. So it sounds like with that study, even confirming or projecting that there's going to be expense increase each year over 30 years, it sounds like cost containment is something that's going to have to be really given a lot of attention to, as well as new revenue and maybe other options for funding the community.
Well, keep in mind that that reserve study looks at assets, right? Mm-hmm. It's not looking at utilities or anything like that. So that's all accounted for in the operating budget. And I mean, utilities have been rising year over year. And this year, I increased our utilities, the general ledger codes in our budget to increase by 20 to 30%, depending on the utility, whether it's, you know, electric or water or whatever. You know, I can see what those increases have been, and I know what is projected or what those increases are. So, but they've gone up a lot, and, you know, and when you operate a pool the size of the one at the Lakeview Lodge, for example, you're constantly replacing water, same as Cayman Landing. You know, even the chemicals that go in the pool, right? You have a long drought season where lots of sun. You got to add a lot of chemicals during those days. You have a lot of evaporation and you need chemicals. Those chemicals, I had to increase the budget by $5,000 this year just for chemicals.
Wow.
You know, that's just one example of many of the increases that we're seeing just because things cost more.
And one thing a lot of the listeners and a lot of the residents of Treasure Lake may not think of is the POA is not paying residential rates. They're paying commercial rates for the water and other utilities. And those are typically always more. So you get hit even harder with those increases as a commercial entity.
Definitely.
Well, we are going to go to a commercial and we'll be back with more about the Treasure Lake community.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
Thank you. And if you just joined, we're Connect FM at 96.7 or 99.7. You're listening to the Contact Show. I'm Pat Shea, your host. And today we have Ed Clark, the general manager of the Treasure Lake Property Owners Association. Ed gave us a review of their budget process and discussed the reserve study that was projecting expenses and costs for, I guess, just about everything at the lake.
Everything.
Even the dams.
Everything, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And a lot of people may not know that the property owners are responsible for repairs to the dams. So if they had a catastrophic problem with the dam, it's going to be the property owners paying to repair it, not necessarily public tax dollars. Although you might be able to get some grants, which you have been attempting to get additional grants and for every dollar we get, that kind of saves us $2 because we don't have to spend our dollar on that item and we can spend it on something else.
Yeah, actually, before I got here, and everyone thought that because we're private, we couldn't get grants. And about a year or two into I'm here 7 years last week, by the way. About a year or two into me being here, I realized that there were some grants that we were able to to attain. And you know, we've gotten hundreds of thousands of dollars in grants, various grants, forestry, dam reclamation or boat ramp reclamation, stormwater management. And right now I have about $1.2 million out there in grants that we might get. The reserve study looked at everything and, you know, dredging was the big thing this year. Over the last year, we paid in cash $3.2 million. I mean, I'm very proud of that, by the way. You know, the fact that we were able to do that because the POA just was not in a position to do that years ago. And, so we accomplished that. We need to dredge Bimini. Within the next few years, they call them the fishtails, the northern coves. That definitely needs done. We might need to do some work on Lake Rene Dam. And, it's actually in the reserve study. You know, millions of dollars are in the reserve study for, you know, doing work on our dams, you know, or the marina, things like that.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to get some grants for that. I wanted to ask you about your hiring. One thing I hear from all the businesses that I talk with is hiring for the past few years has not been pleasant. First of all, getting applicants seems to be difficult. And then even if they accept the job, they may not show up or whatever. What type of experience are you having with hiring at the lake?
It's the same as everyone is having. You know, the example you just gave, you know, since COVID, really, we've had a difficult time hiring, just the temporary seasonal workers, you know, the folks that mow grass or the lifeguards or the pass checkers or whatever, and, or even security. It's definitely a challenge, and I do think it's slightly getting better.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
I think it's freeing up a little bit. I think also we've created a culture at Treasure Lake within our staff that is more conducive, and more friendly. And I think that, you know, not that we're all buddy buddy with everyone, right? But, we're encouraging people to come back. And so getting those return employees, to staff the golf pro shop or to mow grass or to work at the KOA, I think that, you know, we've just done a better job of getting the right managers in the right place.
I know, I, as a former employee, I have a lot of pride and a lot of nostalgia with memories of things that happened when I went there. And I think that's one positive that, Treasure Lake can bank on. Well, we're about to wrap up. Is there anything you'd like the listeners to know? We have about a minute or less.
Well, I mean, this is an exciting year. If you live in Treasure Lake, you're going to see a lot of work being done. I think you can be happy about how your assessment dollars are being spent. You know, our priorities are maintaining our amenities, improving our infrastructure, controlling our costs and delivering value. And I think everyone in Treasure Lake has seen their property values go up and up and up. And so I'm extremely happy about that.
Well, I want to thank Ed Clark for being on the show today and talking about the Treasure Lake community and updating us on their financial picture. And thanks again, Ed, for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great day.